Shakalaka, what's up, what's up, what's up? Man, in Purpose Concepts Monthly, which is the training site, I kind of formatted everything around this idea of the four fields, and I realized, man, I haven't talked a lot to you guys about what the four fields is. So I think to finish the Great Commission, we need basically three things. We need to understand the dream of God, right? The dream of God, I believe, is what the Great Commission is about, the every and the all. The Mark Great Commission says, preach the gospel to every single creature, every single person on the planet, right? The Matthew Great Commission says, we need to disciple all the nations. So it's the every and the all. That's the dream of God, the every and the all, right? Every person hearing the gospel, all the nations disciple. Now, when I saw that that's what God wants, I said, God, how can we be a part of it? Well, like, what should we do? So you need to understand the dream of God, and then you need to understand the strategy of God. And I think one of the best strategies for finding your place to finish the Great Commission is the four fields. So what in the world is the four fields? So the first field, field number one, is the go field. You need to figure out what field God is calling you to and how you're supposed to go and start to engage whatever field God's calling you to. Now, if you were a farmer, once you found your field, the first thing that you would start to do is you start to work the field. You start to plow the field, right? You start getting the field ready. So that's what that first field is all about. Figuring out which field you're going to go to and getting it ready. The second field is I call the gospel field, right? It's planting seeds of the gospel. Jesus says, the seed sown is the gospel. So what is the gospel? The gospel means good news. It's the good news of the kingdom of God being planted in whatever field God is calling you to, right? The third field is the grow field. Is once you start sharing the good news of the kingdom and people start saying yes to the king, submitting their life to the king, they have to learn how to grow up as a kingdom citizen. That's what we call discipleship. So we got to have some strategies to start to disciple people and raise them up to be what God called them to be. The fourth field is the gather field. And once you start to disciple people, you need to start gathering them in what I call ecclesias or churches, right? I like the term ecclesia because when we say church, a lot of people think a building that you go to on a Sunday, but that was never God's purpose for the church. The church was supposed to be an influencing agent to transform the culture so they can reach the nations, right? So the fourth field is all about gathering. How can you gather and start to multiply? Now, right at the center of these four fields, if you can imagine a circle with arrows going out to all four fields, the one thing Jesus said to pray for when you're going out and you're trying to do the Great Commission, he says, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest to raise up workers for the harvest. So right at the center is we have this multiplication principle where we're multiplying goers and we're multiplying gospel sowers. We're multiplying growers, we're multiplying gatherers, and we see the kingdom of God start small, like a small mustard seed, and it grows to the largest tree in the garden, right? It starts off like yeast, but it begins to work through all its way through the whole society, because we have these four field workers going out there and multiplying and finding workers and multiplying what God is doing around the earth, right? So you have the dream of God, the every and the all. You have the strategy of God, which is the four fields. I think this is the best framework for finding our place in God's plan to disciple nations. But you have a dream, you have a strategy, but then you have to have a daily discipline. So what in the world is the thing that God calls us to do daily? You know, it's really interesting. If you look at the scriptures where Jesus says, this is what you need to do every single day. Do you know what he says to do? He says, when you wake up in the morning, congratulations, it's not about you. He says, take up your cross daily, deny yourself daily, and follow me. So our daily discipline is to wake up and say, God, my life isn't mine, it's yours. How can I be a part of what you want to do in the nations today? How can I be a part of what you want to do in this neighborhood today, right? It's denying yourself, taking up your cross, following Jesus daily. So you got the dream, the strategy, and the daily discipline. Those are the three things that I think that I think God is calling us to do so we can be a part of God's dream being fulfilled, finished in our generation. Can I get an amen? So over the next few videos, I'm going to go more in depth in each one of these fields and and kind of showing you a way that you can be a part of what God wants to do in the nation. All right, all right.